COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Secret codes. Do you have them? Do you have them with your kids? Do you have them with family members? Do you have them with your friends? This was trending.
When someone is struggling or in need, all they need is 8 minutes from a friend to hold space with them to make them feel better. And so now we have a code word. When one of us is struggling, the text is, do you have 8 minutes?
And then your friend knows that they need to talk to you for a little bit.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, that's not code word at all. He explained exactly what the premise is and exactly how long it would take with his friends. So he just directly asked for those 8 minutes.
Right. But if you are like, okay, so if one of my girlfriends, like Rita, texted me, and I'll say Rita because I'm going to tell you what our code is. If she just texts me like, hey, what are you up to? If I'm really busy with something, it may take me a little while to respond to her.
Okay.
But if she texted me, hey, do you have 8 minutes? Now I know, drop what you're doing and call Rita, you know?
Well, I mean, I think with my friends, it's just if the phone actually rings, right? So if one of my friends calls me instead of texts me or texted me and I have not responded quick enough and now my phone rings, usually I answer the phone and go, is everything okay? Because I know immediately at that point we're at the next level, right? And if we're at the next level, you can call me during work or whatever, because if I see that it's a missed call, even if I don't pick up, I know that it's actually something urgent.
But do you have like a real code or a real SOS or anything like that that you do with anyone you know?
Like I'm going to call you in 8 minutes? No.
No. Well, this because this is, has an ulterior motive. This means that I'm in a real panic. Something really bad is happening. So if you ask for 8 minutes, you're asking for like, I need help. My friend Rita, who I was talking about, we have a thing where we always say you're a solid eight. If we know that the other person is having a bad day, it's like our code. We always said, like, we're never going to be tens, but we're always a solid eight.
Okay.
So every once in a while, like, she knows that I'm doing something hard that day, or I have a big event that day, or I'm having a rough day. She'll send me a text and be like, you're a solid eight, you know? So that's one of our codes. But even as a mom, I have this with my daughter, my older daughter, Hayden, anyway, and now with my younger one, too, because we've started doing it with her. If they're ever nervous in a setting, they'll grab my hand and they'll squeeze 3 times.
Okay.
And then I'll squeeze back 4 times to let them know it's okay. And what it is, it's actually something that a lot of parents do. The 3 squeezes is I love you. And the 4 squeezes is I love you too. And it's kind of just saying like, you're not alone. Mommy's here with you. Like everything is going to be okay.
Okay. So how do you type that?
You don't type it. You do it in person. And I used to have one with my older daughter when she would be having anxiety or something, or she needed me to get her out of a situation. She would pull on her ear and I would know that that was for mommy to come over and to get in the middle of whatever's happening on the playground right then.
Okay.
So I think that people do this. I'm just curious as to how much they do it and how commonplace is it. And do you have certain things with your friends? Like my husband knows if we're at an event and I say, this is my husband, Paul. And I say nothing else.
Means you don't know who you're talking to.
It means I can't introduce you to this person because I don't remember their name. So I need you to stick your hand out and say, hi, I'm Paul. You are. So that person will introduce themselves.
I have the same thing with my wife. I have the same thing with my co-host. Yeah. If I ever do that to you, you better ask what that person's name is.
I'm
just
gonna
so we're clear.
Who is this? Who is this? What's this mayor's name?
You're asking me, right? You're asking me to ask them?
Do you have a code word or like some kind of way that you communicate with your friends and family that's secretive? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have a code word or some kind of thing that you do with friends or family that is a secret way for you to communicate a message? They're saying that if you ask your friends, do you have 8 minutes? It's kind of a good way to say, I really need your help right now, because most friends can vent for 8 minutes and feel better. But do you have something else that you do? 1-800-330-9999.
My teenager knows if she's in a situation where I need to come get her, she sends me 3 happy face emojis. And then I call her immediately, tell her she's got to get home, and I come and pick her up.
That's not a bad idea. Gets her out of a situation. It's like mom called, and, you know, out of nowhere, and now I got to go.
I guess, if you got to be that elaborate, right? I just don't understand. Who's over your shoulder? Who's listening?
Oh, your friends. Your friends. Like, right. If you're out at some party, and, like, you're going to be uncool, and, like, I feel like they're always looking at stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jason, how about you? You have an SOS code for your kids or your friends?
It's actually, it's what I use to get out of work with my wife. If she's come up with things around the house that I need, I have a coworker that I will text an explosion bomb to, like the little bomb icon. And then he will call me and say, oh my God, something happened at work today in the office. We need your help on it, buddy. So even on my days off, if I need to get out of the house, that's my key.
Wait a minute.
You're using your friend to lie to your spouse.
I think my husband does this to me.
Oh.
Because we'll be like in the middle of something.
Big.
Like,
something big that
right.
he's not necessarily loving.
No. We'll be like doing chores or something. And then all of a sudden he'll be like, look at his phone. He'll be like, oh. And he'll go up to his office. And then I won't see him again for 3 hours. What's he looking at? I always assume it's work. But maybe it's like.
Have you ever walked in there to see what's on that computer? Huh? What's he doing up there?
I mean, I assume work. I don't know.
Man, is it happening during the biggest games? Does he ever take a beer with him?
Sometimes. It's on the weekend. Now I wonder, like, who's texting him? What are they? I don't know, but he's got two phones. He's got the work phone and his regular personal phone.
Yeah, like New Jack City.
Right, so he always picks up the work phone, and he'll look at it, and I just assume it's work. Yeah.
Somebody got some splaining to do.
Right.
It's going to be a lively night in the Zap household.
Catherine, what's your SOS?
So me and my friends used a little black flag with a skull on it, that emoji, because I don't feel like there's any other situation you would actually use that. So when we use that, it's like a call me now and rescue me from whatever situation I'm in. It could be like a bad date or like a guy hitting on me at a bar that I don't like.
I mean, it could be anything, right? You were kidnapped.
Yeah, anything.
The Jolly Roger is what they call that flag.
There should
Good
be a
you.
Difference, though. Like, I've just been kidnapped by somebody versus this guy won't stop talking to me.
Yeah,
seems
that
like
one.
Two very different situations for the flag.
There's some variances, right? You're right. You're right. There might be, you know, shades of this, right? Mm-hmm. Level 1 through 10.
It's usually like call me and get me out of the situation thing. Yeah. So, like, make something up so I can leave.
I like that.
Peter, how about you? You have an SOS code?
Yeah, my buddies and I have a whole system in place of about 5 minutes into a date for anyone, we will send the text, hey, your mother's having some issues. And then they can see that and their reply says, do we call them to get them out of the date or do they use the text to get out of the date or is the date going fine and they're just going to ignore us?
Oh.
Mom having issues is good because it could be any issue.
But imagine the girl you're on a date with looks over your shoulder and sees that text come up. And you just ignore it and put your phone away. You're like, this guy doesn't even love his mom. Like,
you know what? There's that one time, right? It could backfire. But if she turns to you and says, is that your bailout code right there? Because it's also hers.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be at this meal together.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.